All right, we are on the record now, I believe. This is going to be petition 2021-165. My name is Richard Steves. I'm the appointed special magistrate by the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board for this hearing. Petitioner, would you go ahead and state your name for the record?
Yeah, Robert Rebar, representing the owners.
All right, property appraisers?
Melissa Cullen.
Kevin Johnston.
Okay, Mr. Rebar, I know you've been through this process before. You have any questions for me about my role or the VAB process?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and swear everyone in for the hearing. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth regarding the testimony you're about to give?
I do.
Okay, Ms. Cullen, if you're handling the presentation, or you can go ahead and read the parcel number and values and present your evidence, please.
The parcel number is R31223185370000030. The just assessed and taxable value is $449,274. If you will turn to page 5 of my packet, please. The owner of this property is Mariner Spring Hill LLC. The property is a parcel of vacant land located on the west side of Mariner Boulevard, north of Quality Drive in Spring Hill. It could have future frontage and access from Mariner Boulevard. It is zoned plan development project office professional. It has 94,584 usable square feet. Again, it's vacant, and as of the date of value of January 1st, 2021, there have been no sales. If you will, please turn to page 13. I've utilized 5 sales located in Hernando County that sold from June of 2018 to December of 2020. They range in size from 49,583 square feet up to 132,461 square feet. If you will turn to page 14, I made market conditions adjustments for time. I also considered location, visibility, access, size and shape, and zoning. My range of adjusted prices per usable square foot was $5.05 to $10.42, and I arrived at a value of $6 per usable square foot for a final value of $567,504. In my addendum, I've included the property record cards for the sales, as well as a ratio study and some legal information. That's all I have right now.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Melee.
Do you have my packet there?
I do.
Okay, yeah, let's go to page 2. And as you can see, there's an overview, and the yellow dot is the subject. And I showed a couple comps, 1 and 2. So if you go to page 3, you can see the property sold in 4 of 21 for $325,000. And the county even qualified that sale. I know it's past the first of the year, but it sold for $3.43 a square foot. The due diligence was done closer to the first of the year, even though they didn't close until April. And then the county's currently using $4.75 a square foot. The reason, if you move to page 5, the first comp is at $5 a square foot, which is right there on that corner there. And then comp 2, which is at $5. And then the comp 2, which is right across the street, that's also at the corner, though, is at 475, which you can see on page 10 of the packet. We feel that the county after they qualified that sale, could have easily put this property at $4 or something, but it needs to be less than the $4.75 they got at it, because they have a corner piece at $4.75, and ours is at $4.75, which isn't a corner piece. And, you know, with the sale at $3.43, I know they're going to play the game of, well, this is after the first of the year, but my whole point is, it's at the beginning of the year, due diligence was done early, and, you know, $4.75 is out of the range of what the property sold for. Plus, they didn't take into consideration the first and eighth criteria, which is the 15%, which they should. I know they have it in their packet saying that it doesn't apply to them, but of course it does, because you know the new modular 6 that's out for the special master's packet details that the 15% needs to be taken into consideration, and they got to do it. So basically, that's all I have, is that, you know, the county could have easily adjusted this down, maybe not all the way to the sale price, but based upon the corner and it being at the first quarter, $4.75 seems out of the range considering it's a qualified sale. And that's all I have.
Okay. Was it listed? How did they find the property to buy it?
I'm assuming it was listed. I don't have exactly the amount of time it was on the market. The county might know more of that. I don't know.
Okay. You guys know anything about that? If it was listed or not?
Yeah. So, and I do have rebuttal to his stuff, but to answer your question, what concerns me is when I looked up the listing, two things. When it went under contract, according to MLS, and to the time of closing, it was an 8-month time frame. And that's heavily concerning to me, being that it's vacant land. Why was there an 8-month span of time? And furthermore, because it sold end of April 2021, mm-hmm. I'm not going to start researching 2021 sales until January of 2022. So the only reason it says qualified on our website is when our deeds analysts process the deeds, they put in what they think is the correct way to code it, if you will. And then I go back in that time frame that I'm supposed to look at sales and arrears, and I research these and make a determination. And I can't adjust a property that sold April of 2021 and afford this owner an opportunity that I can't afford to somebody else. I have to have a cutoff date to value the property. But according to what I found, it was under contract for 8 months. There was in his packet
for those. Huh? Was under contract the whole time?
Yes.
For that price?
I don't know. All I know is I can see where the price dropped significantly at one point. I can see that it was initially listed in December of 2016 for $985,000. It has been listed this entire time since then. From, for example, November of 2018 to April of 2019, the price went from $985 to $788. And then all of a sudden, in November of 19 to January of 2020, the price went from $788 to $425. I do know that this seller has sold a lot of property in the area, so I don't know if that has something to do with it. I also noticed in their packet that they gave, and I don't want to misstate what it's called. It's like the closing statement that they had, or the settlement statement. There was no real estate agent commission, and that struck me as unusual as well. So there's a lot of things that I'm questioning about this sale, but I have to make that determination in the beginning of the year when I start researching these, whether or not this is a qualified, disqualified sale. There's some things that have set off a red flag to me.
Okay. All right, Mr. Melee?
Yeah, my only question, she's kind of supporting a lower value. She said that it went to, from 19 to 2020, it went down to 425 listed. Okay, if you do 425 times the 85%, you're at 381 a square foot. Okay? So my point is, again, the reason why I didn't sell at those higher prices, because but for her to say, hey, you know, they've cut it significantly, well, yeah, because he's trying to get a high dollar amount, but this is what it sold for. I mean, I don't understand and it was actively listed for years. So my point is, though, even if you look at her comps around it, to say a corner piece is still at 475 and we're at 475 and you're not even adjusting it is ridiculous. I mean, come on. The corner piece is more valuable than the interior piece. So, I mean, that isn't the reason to cut it only. It's just showing you they had the opportunity to go down on this property and just decided they didn't want to do it, mm-mm, which is what's new.
All right. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Yes, I would like to point some things out about his evidence.
Okay.
So his comp one that's on the corner, first of all, in the state of Florida, you can't compare assessments. And if you would look at let me go to that comp one. In our system, and it's shown on the property record card, that it's higher than the subject because it is on a corner, but it also has a smaller size. So that would be why the adjusted rate is higher than the subject. The next one, it's also on a corner, but it has a smaller size, and it has an inferior shape. So again, comparing assessments, you can't do it, and there are other adjustments within there. So he's trying to compare apples to oranges, not apples to apples. I also wanted you to look at page 13 of his evidence, please.
Okay. I'm there.
So with the cost of sale, oftentimes someone thinks that it should be based on per property. And it's not a per property adjustment. It's within a stratum or grouping of properties. And if you look at this buyer closing statement, as I'd mentioned previously, there's no commission in here. And also the county taxes are prorated to May 3rd when in fact the property closed April 29th. And if you do the calculations for the cost of sale, it's well below 15%. And that is all I have.
All right. That'll conclude the hearing. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Have a good day.
We'll see you, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.